It's time now for Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Best Way Express, Wabash General Hospital, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Lawrenceville Indians basketball, here on WAKO.
3-11 overall, and 1-2 in league play. The last time we saw the Indians on this floor, a little over a week ago, pulling off one of their best wins of the year, beating Marshall 47-44. Tonight, they face a Robinson ball club that is, as we mentioned, 7-9, 2-2, but they played some good competition. And Brett, the Indians are really going to have to ratchet it up again tonight, because much as they had to do against Marshall, battle against size inside with Jesse Burdick, they're going to have a lot of size to deal with here tonight in Robinson.
Yep, the Marshall Lions, they had one big man, so to speak, but this Robinson team, they are loaded. I'm looking at the starting lineup right now, 6'4", 6'5", 5'8 will be the starting point guard, 6'5", 6'1". What are they going to be able to do to draw those big men away from the hoop to unclog the lane? We both know that Lawrence Hill's not going to shoot the lights out normally. So if they can get those backdoor cuts that were working for them against Marshall, they can win this ballgame, Steve.
Robinson, as we mentioned, 7-9, but don't let that fool you. They played some outstanding competition, played in the Terre Haute tournament, and played some good ball clubs there. Won the consolation in that tournament, by the way. So Mac Thompson and his ball club coming wave some hardware there. And again, 7-9, a deceptive record, but they're much, much better than that.
And absolutely, they are the second seed going into the Little Illini Conference as well.
The conference tournament begins tomorrow night and will continue on Saturday. We'll talk more about that as we move along here. JV contest just completed. It was the Indians winning the JV contest, 52-40. Skylar Toole led the way with 15 points. Both Noah Wager and Cale Powell each had 13. Again, the Indian JV winning 52-40. It's the Robinson Maroons and the Lawrenceville Indians. This has been the Best Way Express pregame show. Call 833-BESTWAY to get the keys to a new career today. We're back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play in a couple of minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BESTWAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BESTWAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BESTWAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Chris Piper, and Brady Hart. Storm Team 10, leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, starting lineups for this contest. First of all, for the visitors from Crawford County, the Robinson Maroons, coached by Mac Thompson, one of the best coaches in the league. It'll be starting number one, Cade Lassen. He is a 5'8", 140-pound sophomore. Chance Black also in the starting lineup, a 6-foot, 190-pound junior, number 15. Alex Weber will start. He is a 6'4", 200-pound senior, number 22. Walker Sandschaefer, arguably their best player, 6'5", 215-pound senior. He's number 24. And Branton Scott, 6'5", 205-pound senior, number 35. So again, for Robinson, Lassen, Black, Weber, Sandschaefer, and Scott. For the Indians of Randy Bishop, they'll start Connor Odell, the 5'9", junior, number 3. Also, Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup, the 6'2", junior, number 10. Ryan Moore also in the starting lineup, the 6'2", senior, number 24. Jordan Jones in the lineup for Randy Bishop, the 5'11", sophomore, number 32. And Blaine Winningham, the 6'3", sophomore, number 33. So for the Indians, Odell, Marsh, Moore, Jones, and Winningham. Indians again, 3-11, 1-2. And Robinson, 7-9, 2-2. Robinson hasn't played since January the 5th.
Wow.
They've been off a long, long time.
Feels like we've been off for a long time, Stephen, really. We had a game last week for the boys.
Indeed. The Indians haven't played since, again, a week ago, Tuesday, with that win against the Marshall Lions. The Indians will be in action tomorrow night. They are the ninth seed in the Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. They'll play in the opening round game tomorrow night against 8-seeded Paris. We'll have that game for you at around 7 o'clock. Well, at 7 o'clock, it will be. It's the only game tomorrow. And the winner of that game will move on to meet top-seeded Casey in the first quarterfinal of the tournament on Saturday at Red Hill Junior Senior High School at 3 o'clock. So the Indians back in action tomorrow against Paris after facing Robinson here tonight. Red Hill Salukis are on the road tonight playing at Marshall, a rescheduled game. The Salukis are the seventh seed in the LIC tournament. They'll face second-seeded Robinson, this ball club, on Saturday in the quarterfinals at 6 o'clock. We'll have that game for you also on the Legend. The Indians will be on Light 103 tomorrow night and the Salukis Saturday evening on the Legend. But that is then and this is now. And the Indians look to notch another win here, try to get a streak going. They've won one in a row. Again, that win over Marshall last week. And they'll face a tall and talented Robinson Maroon Ball Club. Indians in the home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Robinson in the maroon traveling uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. It will be, jumping it up, Walker Sandschaefer against Zeus Marsh, and we'll get this contest underway. Glad you're with us. Thursday Night Hoop here on Light 103. And the tap is controlled by Robinson. And the Maroons go on the attack. Indians man-to-man here at the outset. Here is Alex Weber feeding it down low underneath. Shot up, off glass, no good. Rebound up and in by Branton Scott, the 6'5 senior. And a chance at a three-point play as he was fouled. That's going to be a problem all night long, trying to battle this size inside for Robinson.
And Robinson doesn't run a fast offense. They got set up, went right down low. Very patient team.
Missed the free throw, missed, and the rebound control. There's a shot up and no good. And the ball battled for. Coming away with it is Scott in the middle. He backs it out, and then the Maroons will go on the attack. Lassen out front, guarded by Odell. Right side on the wing to Weber. Weber picked up by Marsh. They lob underneath to Sandschaefer, who shoots and scores. Walker Sandschaefer, as I mentioned, their best player, an all-conference performer. And Robinson has reeled off the first 4 points, 4-0. 7:27 to go here in the opening quarter at LHS. Blaine Winningham on the right wing, on the dribble. And call for a travel as he took a step.
Quick turnover there for the Indians. Start out the ball game.
7:20 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-0 Robinson. Lassen will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Odell near the half line. Dribbles on the left wing. Cut off there. Feeds it underneath. Right to our bench here. I couldn't make the catch.
Well, you were interfered with on my end. Then.
Interference on you.
And we've got a quick Robinson turnover.
So the Indians inbound. And it comes to Connor Odell. He'll bring it up against the pressure of Chance Black. Across the timeline to Winningham. Left wing to Moore. Ryan Moore on the dribble. Jones right side on the wing to Winningham. Down low underneath to Moore. His fall away. No good from the right baseline. And the rebound control. Loose ball rebound by the Maroons. 6:50 to go opening quarter. 4-0 Robinson. Lassen now on the left wing to Weber. Feeding it down low. Intercepted by Moore. Off to Marsh. Zeus on the left wing. Lets the traffic clear. Feeds it to Odell. Top of the key. Now left wing to Moore. Underneath to Winningham. Shoots and missed it in close. And the rebound is brought down by Chance Black of Robinson. He brings it across the timeline. Waits for the traffic to clear. And will set up a play between the circles. Now on the left wing to Weber. Weber top of the key to Sandschaefer. They lob down low to Scott. He is hit and undercut by Ryan Moore. And he'll go to the line for Robinson free throws. Ryan Moore is going to have a tough, tough time matching up with Blanton Scott down low.
Both a couple of big bodies, but Scott's got the definite height advantage being 6'5" to Ryan Moore's 6'2".
The throw on its way and no good off the back iron by Scott. And it's 4-0 Robinson. Randy Bishop and Mac Thompson, two old friends, doing battle here tonight. Free throw up and in by Scott. And it's a 5-0 Robinson lead. Pressure in the backcourt by Black. Across the timeline, Odell. Feeds it now to Marsh at the high post. Seuss on the dribble to the right baseline. Puts it up off glass and rolls it in. Seuss Marsh with the basket. And the Indians are on the board. They trail 5-2, 5:57 to go, opening quarter. Lassen across the timeline on the dribble. Odell picks him up in the man-to-man. Feeds it to the high post to Sandschaefer. Now right side on the wing to Lassen. Top of the key to Sandschaefer. Right side on the wing to Weber. Alex Weber, the 6'4 senior. Back out front. Long jumper by Lassen. Top of the key is no good. Good box out there by Moore. And the Indians with a loose ball rebound. Marsh feeds it underneath to Moore. Wide open. Shoots and missed it in close. Two layups in close by the Indians. Both missed after fine passes to open men. Now Lassen down the lane. Spins to the middle. Cut off by a triple team. Back out front to Black. Sandschaefer heads to the middle. Cut off. Feeds it now underneath to Scott, who lays it up and in. Scott again underneath. And it is 7-2. Robinson, 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter at LHS. Here's Marsh at the high post. Top of the key, feeds it to a cutting Winningham. Lane double-teamed, loose ball on the floor. The ball thrown out of bounds by Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Jordan Jones signals play number two as he steps out of bounds to trigger it in for the Tribe. Gets it in now to Moore. Moore on the dribble. Back out to Winningham on the deep right wing. Lane on the dribble. Right left side to Odell. They feed it down low underneath to Winningham. His shot no good, but Marsh there to clean up the rebound. Up and in. Zeus Marsh has the four Indian points in the Tribe trail. 7-4. 4:34 to go here in the opening quarter. Upside on the wing to Weber. Top of the key to Lassen. Looking down low, nothing happening there against the man-to-man. Got a long jumper from the left side off the mark. Taken there by Black. Long rebound out front to Lassen. Has the ball tipped away by Odell out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians. It'll be Robinson basketball.
Active hands there, though, by Connor Odell.
Almost came away with a steal there. And the Maroons inbound. Get it in. They feed it in to Branton Scott. Now back out front to Lassen. On the right wing to Black. Top of the key, Sandschaefer. Guarded by Winningham. He'll have a tough time with Sandschaefer tonight as well. Top of the key to Weber. Alex Weber on the dribble, left side. Top of the key now to Scott. Down low to Sandschaefer. Cutting to the hole. Lays it up and in. Walker Sandschaefer with the basket and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a 30-second break. 3:54 to go, opening quarter. on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Robinson 9, Lawrenceville 4. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at Lawrenceville, Indians with the ball off the timeout, trailing 9-4. Winningham, left side on the wing to Moore. On the dribble, right side to Odell. Loads up a long three. Got it. Connor Odell. First three of the night for either ball club, and the Indians trail by two, 9-7. Lassen will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Odell on the left wing dribble, cut off there. Now feeds it underneath to Scott. Scott against Moore, goes up, and he's hacked and fouled on the arm. So to the line will go Brant and Scott for Robinson. Already 4 points, 5 points, I should say, for the big guy.
He's a load down there for sure.
Five of the nine for Robinson. Free throw on its way and no good off the front iron. Skylar Toole into the game, the first substitution of the night for the Indians. He replaces Odell in the lineup for Randy Bishop. Free throw up and in by Scott. One out of two. And it's 10-7, a three-point Robinson lead. Winningham left side on the wing to Moore. Moore right side to Jones. Now right wing Winningham tries to take the baseline. Bumped and fouled by Sand Schaefer. And so the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 3:10 to go. First quarter, 10-7 Robinson. And it comes to Toole, back out top of the key to Mar. Seuss fakes in the left corner. Jones a long three, short, and out of bounds. Last touched by, looks like Robinson. So the Indians will inbound. Play number one, signaled by Randy Bishop to Jordan Jones. Into Winningham, back out front to Toole. Toole guarded out front by Black. Now we have a foul, reach-in foul charged on Robinson. Stops the clock with 2:56 to go here in the opening period. Still 10-7. Robinson. Jones inbounds to Marsh. Zeus. Right side to Toole. Feeds it on the right baseline. The ball intercepted by the Maroons. Chance Black coming away with a loose ball across the timeline. On the right side dribble. Back out front to Lassen. Now to Sand Schaefer at the high post. Looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Against the Indian man-to-man. Back out front now to Black. Top of the key, Sand Schaefer again. Free throw line. Now they lob underneath to Sand Schaefer. Ball knocked away by Marsh. Good fronting of Sand Schaefer by Marsh. Now here's Zeus at the other end. A floater in the lane. No good from about 15. And the rebound brought down by Black. Across the timeline he comes. Between the circles, lobbing it underneath. Here's a shot up and no good by Weber. And Marsh, the loose ball rebound off to Toole. Toole in the middle to Moore. Moore fall away off glass. No good. And the rebound brought down by Weber of Robinson. 2 minutes to go, opening quarter, 10-7, Robinson. Indians with some good chances, not getting anything to fall here early. Weber, left side, top of the key to Sand Schaefer. Now to Lassen. Lassen looking to the middle, top of the key. Sand Schaefer lets a long shot go. Got it, a three-pointer by Sand Schaefer. The first Robinson three of the night. And the Maroons lead by six, 13-7, a minute 35 to go, opening quarter.
Walker Sand Schaefer, 6'5" senior, very talented. He can stroke it from the outside or take you down low and on the block.
All-conference performer last year. Here's Marsh at the high post, feeding it right to Jones, off his hands and out of bounds. He was open for a shot, but couldn't bring it in. And it'll be Robinson basketball. A minute 21 to go, opening quarter. 13-7 for Robinson. As the big guy, Brant Scott, heads out.
Placed by Braden Childress, 6'2", sophomore.
Robinson with the ball in the lead here. Lassen will walk it across the timeline, picked up by Tool at midcourt. On the left wing to San Schaefer, looks to the middle. Nothing happening there. Top of the key to Black. Now to Lassen. Top of the key to Weber. Here's San Schaefer again at the top of the key as they move the ball back and forth. San Schaefer left side, top of the key to Weber. Now to Lassen, looking down low. The Indians doing a good job of clogging up that middle, preventing an easy basket. 45 seconds to go in the period. 13-7 Robinson. San Schaefer on the left wing deep, looking to the middle. Nothing happening there. He backs it out now. As he's going one-on-one with Winningham, feeds it in the corner. Three-pointer on the way is good from the corner by Childress. Just into the game, a three ball for Childress. Second Robinson three, and it's 16-7, a nine-point lead. 20 seconds to go. Marsh at the high post for the Indians. Right side to Tool, loads up a three off the mark, and the rebound brought down by Weber of Robinson. Off to Lassen, 10 seconds to go. Almost a steal by Marsh, but Lassen returns it. And he's called for a double dribble right in front of Mack Thompson, who thought the ball was deflected away.
He has a good argument. It was definitely deflected away by Zeus Marsh there. Not sure what the referee saw in that play. Zeus Marsh giving a ton of effort. Ryan Moore, he's sitting down. He'll be replaced by Taylor Osmond, having a good, solid defensive game so far, Steve.
5 seconds to go. Tool off to Moore. Now back to Tool. In the corner, here's a jumper. Good by Blaine Winningham. Winningham with a basket, a two-point basket, as the quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard at the end of the first quarter, it's Robinson 16, Lawrenceville 9. Back in a minute. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
As we return to action here from LHS, the Indians trail the Maroons 9-16. This game is brought to you by Best Way Express in Vincennes, People's State Bank, your community bank, and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital.
Indians with the ball off the quarter break, try to feed it down low. It's deflected out of bounds by Robinson. It'll be try basketball underneath their own hoop. Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman here at LHS, 16-9. Robinson on top. This rescheduled game. And the Indians can't get it in bounds. Jones couldn't find anybody open. A 5 second call turns it over to Robinson. So the Maroons with the ball just underway here in the second quarter. 7:45 to go. 16-9 Maroons. Black across the timeline. They feed it down low. A lob play underneath and up and in. Alex Weber laying it in for Robinson. His first basket of the night. And it's should be 18-9, I think. 7:25 to go here. It is. Winningham on the dribble. Top of the key now for the Indians. Now to Tool. Left side to Jones. Jones, top of the key now to Marsh. Zeus, a long jump. Jumper off the mark, no good. And San Schaefer with the rebound for Robinson. Maroons go on the attack. Chance Black across the timeline. On the left wing, here's a baseline drive and a shot up and in by Childress. Nice aggressive play by the 6'2 sophomore Childress. And it's 20-9 in favor of Robinson. There's a ball knocked away. San Schaefer blocked it away from Zeus Marsh. 2-on-1 break at the other end for Robinson. Shot blocked away underneath by the Indians. As that was Dylan Smith, who came very close to scoring there, but he had his shot blocked. The 6'2", 170-pound Jr. So it's Robinson ball underneath their own hoop. Looking to get it in as Childress does back out front to Smith. Now to San Schaefer between the circles. Marsh on him. Good battle there between two good athletes. Here's Lassen. Has the ball knocked away by Zeus. Zeus will lay it up and in. Marsh with the basket off the steal. Six for Zeus. And it's 20-11. Indians trail by nine. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Lassen on the dribble between the circles to San Schaefer. Left side on the wing to the maroon player Black. Now back out top, the key to San Schaefer. They feed it down on the wing to Smith. Back out front, top the key to Lassen, looking for a screen from San Schaefer. Can't get it. Now back out front between the circles to Scott. Back into the game. Long jumper, good. A three ball from the wing. That was by Smith.
Dylan Smith coming off the bench and making an impact for the Maroons.
Yep. Three-pointer, third three for Robinson. 23-11, they lead by 12. 5:35 to go, second quarter. Marsh at the top of the key for the Indians, feeds it underneath. Here's a shot up by Moore, no good, as he was in close and couldn't get it to fall. Another in-close chance for the Indians. Here's Lassen. Back out front, San Schaefer, a long bomb in, a three ball. And a timeout wanted by Robinson. San Schaefer, a long three, and the Maroons take a timeout. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, 5:17 to go, second quarter. Robinson 26, the Indians 11. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Back to the action here at LHS. I want to thank a few of our sponsors. I want to thank Larry Bob's Pizza, Lawrence County's Pizza, and Citizens National Bank of Albion. No better banking.
Off the timeout, Indians with the ball. Here's Jones in the corner. Three ball by Jordan. In and out, no good. Rebound fought for, loose ball, and it's tied up as Marsh along with Scott tie it up. And the possession arrow is in favor of Robinson, so it'll be the Maroons' ball as Connor Odell checks back in for Tool for the Indians. 5 minutes, 1 second to go, second quarter. Maroons with a little spurt here, have them in a double-digit lead, their biggest lead of the evening, 26-11. Here is Lassen out front, called for carrying the ball, a turnover on the Maroons.
Five Maroon turnovers already, Steve, but they do have a handle on this ball game as they lead 26-11 with 4:56 left to go. I want to thank Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Lawrence County's only locally owned and operated pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Connor Odell, right side to Marsh on the wing, right corner to Jones underneath. Now they go to Winningham. His shot up, no good. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Marsh. Zeus out to Odell. Connor, a three-pointer, is off the mark. Battling for the rebound is Winningham. And over the top, Blaine came over the top of a Robinson defender down low, and it'll be Maroon basketball. Really, really hard to get position on these guys, these big Robinson guys.
So actually, quick correction there. That foul's on Ryan Moore. He fell into his defender who he was boxing out. And between him and Blaine Winningham, the kid got sandwiched. They call that one on Ryan Moore. His second.
26-11 across the timeline. Black for the Maroons. Feeds it to Smith. Top of the key now to Jason Meeks, who's into the game. And there's a jumper from the left side. Off the mark, no good. And over the back comes Weber for Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. 26-11, Robinson.
So that one on Alex Weber, he actually had a couple good games against the Indians last year in the Little Illini Conference and then again in the regional.
4:20 to go across the timeline. Here is Odell, right side down the lane, feeds it underneath, and a reach-in foul charged on Robinson.
Would have been their easiest layup of the night so far. Unfortunately, they blow that one off because Connor Odell was fouled on the court.
Jones, the trigger man for the Indians, in the right corner to Winningham, back out front to Marsh, Zeus. Now to Jones on the right wing, feeds it down low to Winningham. Loses it in the corner, back out front. Ball knocked away, and Robinson will come away with the loose ball, and there's a foul. Dylan Smith fouled by Ryan Moore. Smith hustling after the ball. Moore will have to come out of the game with three fouls with 4:03 to go here in the second quarter play. Christian Beeman into the game, and also R.J. Nelms for the Indians. Winningham out, and also Moore out for the Tribe.
Not a smart foul by Ryan Moore there. He's going to sit for a bit.
And it comes underneath to Weber. Ball knocked out of bounds by the Indians. Nelms got a piece of it. It'll be Robinson basketball underneath their own hoop with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter play. They lob to Sandschaefer in the middle. Sandschaefer to the hole, lays it up off glass and in. Sandschaefer with the basket. He's putting together a good first half. It's 28-11, a 17-point lead. Beeman left side to Nelms on the wing. RJ on the dribble to the baseline. Goes to the hole, feeds it now to the corner. Here's a three-pointer, good by Jones. Jordan Jones, the three. That's his first points of the night, and it's 28-14. Indians trail by 14. 3:30 to go, second quarter play out front. Dylan Smith feeds it on the wing to Childress. Now underneath, a shot up and in to Sandschaefer on a backdoor cut. And Randy Bishop not happy with the Indian defense there. Timeout on the floor, 30-second break. It's Lawrenceville 30, and I should say Robinson 30, Lawrenceville 14. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back to Lawrenceville hoops. The Indians trail the Maroons 14-30 with 3:22 left to go here in the first half. This game's brought to you by Sanders Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeremy and Dr. Lisa Sanders here to handle all of your back and neck pain. And WTHI-TV leading the way.
Indians with the ball, trailing 30-14, 3:22 to go here in the second quarter. Lawrenceville High School rescheduled game played on this Thursday night, originally scheduled for Tuesday. Odell in the corner. Jones, another long three. This one off the mark. Rebounded by Marsh. Marsh double-teamed as the ball tipped away and stolen away by Childress of Robinson. This Childress has been a ball of energy off the bench for Robinson here tonight. With 3 minutes to go, he has the ball. Top of the key, guarded by Beeman. On the wing to Smith. Picked up by Odell. Now back between the circles. And the Maroons will set up a play. On the left wing, here is Childress feeding it down low underneath. Reverse layup is no good by Meeks, and he lays it up and in. Big Meeks at 6'5", 245, down low with a basket. And it is 32-14 now. The ball knocked away. Sandschaefer heading to the hole to lay it up. No good, but he was fouled from behind by Odell, preventing an easy basket. Walker Sandschaefer will have to earn him at the free throw line.
And we will see Caden Doherty's going to come into the game. Randy Bishop not too happy with his defense down low here in the second quarter.
Free throw on its way and good by Jason. That's not Sandschaefer, I stand corrected.
And he knocked that down. I was.
Yeah, he did.
Okay,
I was 33-14, 2:30 to go here in the second quarter. Another free throw by Sandschaefer coming up. Missed that one. The rebound is brought down by Winningham. Outlet pass to Toole. Toole left side, heads to the hole, will lay it up. Locked away from behind, and Robinson runs down the loose ball rebound. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Maroons basketball. Skylar Toole looked like he had an unmolested layup, but then the size got there.
And then Sandschaefer just came in and said, "Get out of here," just like your big brother would when you're playing in the hoop at home.
33-14, Robinson taking control here in the second quarter. Here is Lassen feeding it down low, shot up and in by Weber. Alex Weber with the basket, four for him, and it's 35-14 as Robinson pull steadily away here in the second quarter. Reach and foul on the Maroons. Skylar Toole out front was fouled. Indians will inbound at half court, trailing 35-14. 2:07 to go in the second quarter into winning hand. Lane on the dribble, top of the key. Now to Toole. Ball tipped away. Diving on the floor is Robinson, but it was off the Maroons and out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Maroons getting on the floor there. That Lassen, Cade Lassen, diving all over the floor. Little guy at 5'8", 140 pounds. 1:54 to go. Marsh, top of the key to Toole. Left side on the wing to Winningham. Takes the left baseline. Blaine to the hole. Lays it up and in. Lane Winningham. Four for him on the night. And it's 35-16. Robinson, a minute 38 to go. Second quarter here at LHS. Left wing pass. They go to Sandschaefer. Now to Lassen. Lays up a long three. Got it from the left side. Lassen off a screen. A three ball. Robinson with five threes here in this opening quarter. 38-16 they lead, taking control of this game in this second quarter. Odell across the timeline to Toole on the right wing, right corner to Marsh, underneath to Odell, lays it up and in. Connor Odell, nice pass from Marsh to a cutting Odell. And it's 38-18, Robinson by 20. A minute to go here in the second quarter play. Left wing pass to Weber. Now in the middle, here's a drive up and in. That was Weber on the dribble, able to score in close, 40-18, 44 seconds to go, second quarter. Winningham on the deep left wing, in the left corner to Marsh. Marsh's jumper, 18-footer, off the mark, no good. Left baseline, rebounded by Sandschaefer. Feeds it now out front to Weber. Now top the key to Lassen, 28 seconds to go. Maroon splitting the floor here, looking for the backdoor cut. 22 seconds to go. Back out front to Sandschaefer. Sandschaefer picked up by Winningham near half court. Now off to Weber with Marsh on him. To Lassen, and Toole picks him up near midcourt. 10 seconds to go. On the dribble, Lassen, left side of the lane. Cut off there. Feeds it, trying to find somebody to feed it to. Ball knocked away by Toole. 1 second to go. Toole, half court shot. Off the front iron. It would have counted had it gone, but it did not go. So a second quarter dominated by the Robinson Maroons finds them on top handily as we come to halftime. Stay tuned. We'll have the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report forthcoming here momentarily on the People's State Bank scoreboard at halftime here at Lawrenceville High School. Robinson Maroons 40, Lawrenceville Indians 18. We're back in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Back at Lawrenceville High School here at halftime, time for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. And it's the Robinson Maroons leading the Lawrenceville Indians at the break, 40-18. Maroons led 16-9 after one quarter play, but outscored the Indians 24-9 in that second quarter, and they have taken a commanding lead, 40-18.
It really pulled away, like you said, in that second quarter, Steve. The Indians' defense, not terrible tonight. They've been able to box out some of these big guys, but at the same time, turning them over six times. It's going to go ahead and go over some of the scoring. Alex Weber has 6 points for the Maroons. Walker Sanchafer leads the way for all of the players tonight with 15 points. Jason Meeks has contributed 2 points. Cade Lassen, the starting point guard for the Maroons, with 3 points. Branton Scott has 6 points. Braden Childress has 5 points, followed by Dylan Smith, who has contributed 3 as well. And for the Tribe, Jordan Jones, 3 points. Going to need him to get going in the second half. Zeus Marsh has 6, and he's working very hard against Sanchafer tonight. Blaine Winningham with 4 points of his own. And Connor Odell rounds out the scoring for the Indians with 5 points.
Again, the Indians trailing here, 40-18. Indians play here tonight. Back in action tomorrow. The Little Illini Conference Tournament 2018 edition begins at Red Hill Junior Senior High School Gymnasium. The Indians will play the Paris Tigers. They're the number 8 and 9 seeds. Play in game. The winner, the unenviable task of meeting Casey, the top team in the league, in the quarterfinals on Saturday. But that is not the problem for the Indians tonight. It's the Robinson Maroons, the second seeds in the LIC tournament. They look like the top seeds here tonight as they have dominated and lead 40-18. Again, the Indians won the JV contest 52-40. Skylar Toole with 15 points, and Noah Wager and Cale Powell with 13. Brant Cochran of the Lawrenceville Indians had another fine game this past Saturday. The College of the Ozarks picked up a victory against Johnson & Wales University of Denver, Colorado, 85-75. They're now 14-7 on the season and 4-2 in conference. Cochran led all scorers for the Bobcats. He had 19 points, was 6 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 5 from three-point range, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, had 2 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 steals. He played 33 minutes. He's now averaging over 11 points a game. College of the Ozarks will be in action Saturday, playing at Haskell University in Kansas. They'll play here in Illinois on the 23rd of this month against Lincoln Christian University near Springfield. So again, the College of the Ozarks, been a good year, 14-7. Brant Cochran in the win over Johnson & Wales with 19 points, the former Indian guard.
And we want to wish Brant continued success as he does continue to tear it up for College of the Ozarks. He's playing pretty well these days.
All right, here at halftime again, it is Robinson 40, Lawrenceville 18. We're back with the second half in 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport has everything for the handyman or woman. Dremel Tool Kit, only $69.99. Milwaukee M18 Compact Combo Kit for just $209.99. Leggett Lumber and Hardware has what you need to stay warm this winter. With items like weather stripping, heat lamps, and space heaters, Leggett will keep you comfy and cozy all season long. When inclement weather hits, Leggett Lumber's got your back with snow shovels and ice melt. With tools and accessories for $9.99 or less, you can't go wrong shopping at Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport. KC State Bank is a proud supporter of our area basketball teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great basketball team. At KC State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Happy holidays from everyone at KC State Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sanders Family Chiropractic in Lawrenceville invites you to experience for yourself why so many Sanders chiropractic patients feel dramatically better after only one visit. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeremy Sanders. We are dedicated to helping you and your family members alleviate their aches and pains that life brings. After making our recommendations, we leave you in control of your health and allow you to choose how much care you receive. We're Sanders Family Chiropractic, your local family chiropractors, here for you, located on Lexington Avenue in Lawrenceville.
Attention truck drivers and their families. Best Way Express is hiring Class A CDL drivers in your area. Best Way Express allows you to make your own schedule. You can run part-time or you can stay out 2 weeks at a time and earn premium pay. Unlike other companies, Best Way Express can actually get you home every weekend. Best Way Express has a free wellness clinic included in their full benefits package. Whether you've been on the road for 10 years or you're looking to get into a driving school, Best Way Express knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
Sippet Beverages and Bites, located along James Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois, has added hot beverages and gourmet coffees to its array of beverages. Now you can enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americano, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas on the go. Flavor add-ins are available for any beverage on the Sippet menu. Enjoy the comfort of your toasty warm vehicle on a cold winter day and place your drive-through order at Sippet Beverages and Bites, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
As we start second half action here from LHS, this game is brought to you by Sippet and Sweet Tees, your one-stop promotional stop for all your school spirit apparel, Loeb Oil, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, our local hospital caring for our local people.
Indians a lot of work to do here in the second half. They trail 40-18. They'll have the ball to begin the third quarter of play. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Glad you're with us. A rare Thursday night Indian game. And we're ready to go here. 40-18. Into Connor Odell. Across the timeline, ball knocked away but recovered by Winningham, top of the key. Here's Blaine letting a three-pointer go off the mark from the left side. Rebounded by Branton Scott of Robinson. Between the circle dribble now for Chance Black, left side on the wing to Weber. Now to Lassen, top of the key, guarded by Odell in the man-to-man. Looking to get it to somebody, now left side on the wing to Black. And he's playing some zone here at this juncture of the game. I was man-to-man there for a while, but it is a zone. They feed it down low to Sandschaefer, left side of the lane. Right side, now back out front to Lassen. Now to Black. Left side of the wing to Lassen, top of the key to Black. Here's Lassen at the top of the key again. Left side on the wing, back to Lassen. They feed it down low on the baseline to Black. Long jumper, three-pointer by Lassen. Left side, no good. Sandschaefer, the rebound, lays it up and in from the left baseline. Sandschaefer continues to pile up the points, 42-18. Robinson 6:40 to go here in the third quarter play. Winningham on the deep left wing for the Indians, guarded by San Schaefer in the man-to-man for Robinson. Leaves it for Odell, top the key. High post to Jones. Jones on the dribble between the circles now. Winningham, left side to Odell, looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Now to Moore. Jones on the baseline, takes it to the hole. Off glass, no good. He was intimidated there by the size of Alex Weber. Here's San Schaefer down the lane, feeds it in the middle. A shot up and no good. Rebound fought for. San Schaefer has it. Now Scott with it. Has it slapped away from behind. Zeus Marsh to the other end. Zeus one on two. Lays it up. Short. Rebound controlled by Robinson. The pace quickens here a little bit. Now slows down for Robinson as Black will bring it across the timeline. 5:50 to go. Third quarter. 42-18. Almost a steal by Marsh. Recovered out front. Down the lane. They feed it on the baseline to San Schaefer. Left side. He lays it up and in. San Schaefer, a man among boys, down on that baseline. And it's 44-18. Robinson.
Not much Ryan Moore could do there.
Here is Winningham trying to take the left baseline, cut off by San Schaefer. Back out front now to Jones. On the right wing to Moore, down low to Winningham. Turns over San Schaefer, no good. And the rebound brought down by Weber.
I wonder how many shots they've missed down low tonight. Got to be at least 12.
Quite a few. Intimidated by that size, everybody rushing things. Lassen to San Schaefer, top of the key, his jumper off the mark, no good. Long rebound run by San Schaefer in the left corner. Feeds it back out front, but it's intercepted by Marsh. Indians with numbers, 3-on-1 break to Odell. Odell feeds it to Marsh, now underneath to Moore, has it blocked away by Weber. And out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. Timeout wanted by Robinson, 4:52 to go, third quarter, 30-second break. Robinson 44, Lawrenceville 18 on the People's State Bank scoreboard. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
And this game is brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, offering a wide range of healthcare services for residents in Lawrence County. And also Casey State Bank, your community bank.
Indians inbound off the timeout. Odell feeds it down low to Winningham, picks it up, and it's blocked away by San Schaefer. Recovered by Odell out front. Now to Winningham, top of the key. 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. Indians struggling to get something going offensively. Here's Jones, reverse layup, up and in. Nicely done on the baseline by Jordan Jones.
Jordan Jones can sometimes really be a wizard with that basketball, Steve, and that was one of them.
44-20. Here is a pass down low underneath. San Schaefer has the shot blocked from behind. Blaine Winningham got part of the hand and the ball. And so San Schaefer heads to the line for Robinson free throws. Walker San Schaefer, one of the best players in the league. His free throw is up and in. 44-20. Walker San Schaefer with that free throw made, scored his 1,000th point of his career. And he pauses to have a picture taken with head coach Mac Thompson. And they slow the game down here, and they stop the game, actually, to honor the guy. 1,000 points, that's pretty good.
That's very good. Congratulations to that young man. But I don't think that the stadium announcer could have said that any slower. He really drug that out.
Free throw up and in. By San Schaefer. It's 46-20. 4:16 to go here in the third quarter. Robinson in control by 26. Odell to the hole, lays it up, and no good.
Just missed it.
Couldn't get the ball to fall. He'll have to go to the line and earn him at the free throw line. Connor Odell has 5 points in this game. A chance to add to that total here. 4:11 to go, third quarter. Free throw on its way, up and in. By Odell, 46-21, Robinson.
Connor Odell, the only tribesman on the floor that actually has a size advantage over the person guarding him. He knocks down the second one.
46-22. 4:05 to go here in the third quarter play. Lassen across the timeline against Odell, down the lane, cut off by a double team, feeds it back out front. Now they go to Sand Schaefer, heads to the middle, feeds it underneath, wide open, and laying it up and in is big guy Branton Scott.
Not heard much from Scott since that first quarter, but he's got a quick 8 points.
48-22, Robinson, 3:45 to go, third quarter. Jones on the weave out front with the Indians, working one-on-one, goes to the baseline, cut off, feeds it now underneath to Moore. His shot for the left hand is off, no good, and rebound controlled by Scott of Robinson.
And Moore's got to be careful. He's playing with three fouls.
Across the timeline, Lassen leaving it for Black. Now Sand Schaefer, top of the key to Lassen again. 3:20 to go. Lassen down the lane, feeds underneath. Scott lays it up, no good. Rebound fought for, out of bounds. Last touched by the Maroons. It'll be Indian basketball. As Taylor Osmond checks in off the Indian bench, replacing Ryan Moore for the Tribe.
Ryan Moore working very hard tonight, not happy to be having a seat.
Got three fouls. Unfortunate for him. Across the timeline, Odell on the left side dribble. Now between the circles. Now right side, feeds it right corner to Jones, looking for a screen on the wing. Down the middle he goes, and he's bumped and fouled. Stopping the clock with 3:01 to go, third quarter.
That foul on Chance Black, his second.
Jones will inbound. Underneath the Indian hoop, signals play number one to his teammates. Into Winningham on the right wing, now between the circles to Odell, backs it out, and the Indians will set up a play. Jones to the middle, loses the ball, ball out of bounds, last touched by Lassen. Robinson, it'll be Indian basketball right in front of the Indian bench. And head coach Randy Bishop, Jeremy Brush, assistant coach down there, Blaze Kimmel also. 48-22. Indians, Odell out front on the dribble. Left side in the corner. Jones a long three. Got it. Jordan Jones, his second three of the night. And the Indians trail 48-25. 2:34 to go here in the third quarter.
And they'll need more of that if they want to crawl back into this ball game, Steve.
Sand Schaefer left side on the wing to Weber. Weber top of the key. Here's a jumper by Black. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound. Run down by Lassen in the corner. Underneath the basket he goes, and he's bumped and fouled. Blocking foul on the Indians.
It's Taylor Osmond picks up a quick foul.
So the Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop. 2:18 to go, third quarter. 48-25. Robinson back into the middle to Weber. Down the lane he comes. Loose ball recovered. Long jumper from the corner is a three ball by Chance Black, left side. His first three of the night. And Robinson leads 51-25, 26-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Jones across the timeline for the Indians, working one-on-one against Black. Beats it now to Odell on the left baseline. Now his jumper is off the mark, no good. And rebound control by Scott of Robinson. Now to Black across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now to Lassen. Deflects it to Weber. Back top of the key to Sand Schaefer down the lane. Feeds into the corner. Three-pointer on the way is no good by Black. And the rebound brought down by Osmond of the Indians. Off to Odell. Quick up floor to Marsh. Zeus in the left corner. Looking for a teammate to get it to. Now dribbles to the middle. Feeds it now to Jones in the right corner. Now to Winningham on the right baseline. Blaine to the middle. Now to Odell out front. The Indians will set up a play. Odell off to Winningham. Lane between the circles, top the key. Now down the lane, cut off. Now feeds it to Odell, but a bad pass off of his knee and deflects right to Black. Black out front to Sand Schaefer. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. 51-25, Robinson. Glasson at the top of the key. Looking for a screen from Sand Schaefer. Gets it, left side in the corner to Weber. Now back out front for Black. Down the lane he comes. Shot is short. Rebounded by Winningham. Off to Odell. 35 seconds to go. Connor Odell to Marsh. Left baseline. Now to Winningham. His jumper is off the mark. And box out. Good by Robinson. And Cade Lassen with the loose ball rebound. With 23 seconds to go, looks like the Maroons going to hold for a final shot. Leading 51-25, 16 seconds to go. Lassen at the top of the key, working against Odell. 10 seconds to go. Right side to Weber. Weber looking down low. They lob underneath to Sandschaefer. The ball knocked away, intercepted by the Indians. 3 seconds to go. Long down court heave to Zeus Marsh. His jumper, 15 foot. It's off the mark, off the front iron, as the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, Robinson 51, Lawrenceville 25. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Neal Tire and Auto Service in Lawrenceville brings you this tip on how to get the longest life out of your tires. Simply follow these three steps: inflate, rotate, and evaluate. This will save you money in the long run. Neal Tire's expert technicians can balance and rotate your current tires. And when it's time for a new set of tires, Neal Tire also sells and installs tires from the nation's top manufacturers. Call Neal Tire today and schedule an appointment, or stop by 1300 Adams Street in Lawrenceville and allow their local team to take care of your vehicle.
As we rejoin the basketball action here from LHS, we do have a final. The Marshall Lions beat the Red Hill Salukis 59-51. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors. I want to thank Wabash Valley Services and Cunningham Young Funeral Home.
Fourth quarter underway. Robinson in control here in Lawrenceville, leading 51-25. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indian basketball. Christian Beeman into the game off the bench for the Indians. The Maroons work it back out front. Looks like some extra people in for Robinson as well. Yep, looks like most of the starters are out. Here is Braden Childress feeding it top of the key to Levi Hodge. Hodge on the left wing, top of the key to Braden Childress. Now off to Hodge. Right side on the wing to Dylan Smith. Long jumper top of the key is off the mark by Childress, and the rebound brought down by Jones of the Indians. Jones feeds it underneath, wide open is Marsh, lays it up and in.
Great pass there by Jordan Jones. Good cut by Zeus Marsh to get behind his defender.
Eight for Zeus, 51-27. 7 minutes to go in the game. Robinson on top. And Dylan Smith left side on the wing to Hodge. Lobbing it down low underneath to David Goebel, who's into the game. Now a baseline jumper is off the mark by Childress. Rebounded by Beeman. Beeman one-on-one goes to the hole and is fouled from behind by Hodge. And he'll go to the line for Indian free throws.
Beeman, a lot of playing time on the JV tonight. Let's see if he can't knock these free throws down.
So Robinson has put their secondary players in this game with a 51-27 lead and 6:45 to go. Free throw on its way and good by Beeman. His first point of the night. He'll have another. Throw is good. High bounce. The iron kind to Beeman. Indians put on the pressure here, and it comes to Levi Hodge. Ball hawked by Odell. Across the timeline he comes between the circle dribble. 6:35 to go in the game. Braden Childress guarded by Beeman. Top of the key now to Goebel. Feeds it down low underneath to Jason Meeks. The ball tipped out of bounds by the Maroons. And now here come the regulars back into the game for Mac Thompson. A little breather there for his starters, and then back into the game they come with 6:29 to go. Connor Odell will bring it across the timeline for the Indians. In the right corner to Jones. Feeds it on the baseline to Hayden Doherty, who's into the game for the Indians. He was fouled. And the Indians will have Doherty head to the free throw line. Hayden Doherty, is a sophomore, 6'5 sophomore for the Indians, number 44, and his free throw is up and no good off the back iron. So the score remains 51-29, 6:17 to go in the game. And the free throw for Daugherty. Hey. Line drive up and in. 51-30, a 21-point lead. 6:15 to go in the game across the timeline. San Schaefer on the dribble, feeds it in the middle to Scott. Loose ball and recovered by Jones. Long down court heave, and Marsh outruns everybody and lays it up and in.
Zeus Marsh, 10 points on the night.
That was a good burst of speed there by Zeus to outrun the Robinson player. That ball, now the ball knocked away by Beeman. Now to Marsh. Zeus heads to the hole, lays it up and in. Marsh with another basket and a timeout wanted by Mac Thompson. A little burst by the Indians here, showing some life with 5:51 to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. It is on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Robinson 51, Indians 34. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back at Lawrenceville High School for more Indians hoop action. I want to thank Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, serving Lawrence County for over 10 years. Sid's Place, legendary shredded beef tacos on Wednesday and Friday nights, and Wabash General Hospital.
Indians with full court man-to-man pressure, 5:50 to go in the game, 51-34. Robinson inbounds to Weber. He'll bring it across the timeline. Ball hawked by Beeman. Now Weber feeds it back out top of the key to Scott. To Lassen, between the circles, I should say. Cade Lassen, left side on the wing to Weber. Actually, that's Chance Black. Now top the key to San Schaefer. They lob underneath to Scott. He shoots and scores. Hard to stop that guy when he's that close to the basket.
He had a good seal on Caden Daugherty as well.
53-34, Robinson. Odell in the right corner to Jones on the wing now. Back out front to Beeman. Here's Odell on the left side, feeds it back out front. Long jumper by Marsh off the mark from the left side, and the rebound brought down by Robinson's Black. Chance Black across the timeline between the circle dribble. Now left side on the wing to Weber. Top of the key to San Schaefer, left side to Weber. 4:50 to go in the game. Top of the key to Lassen. Lassen double teamed. Back out front, long three-pointer by Weber off the mark. And the rebound tapped out to Lassen. Lassen in the lane, has it knocked away by Marsh. And here's Connor Odell at the other end. Will lay it up and in. Odell.
Connor Odell with the fast break points there. Off the block by Zeus Marsh.
53-36. 4:25 to go in the game. Indians making a game of it. Got to give them credit. Here's a double team to Lassen. And a reach-in foul charged on the Indians.
If there's one thing we know about a Randy Bishop ball club, they'll never give up. They're going to fight until the end.
That is correct. Odell checks out of the game for the Indians.
And Odell sits down with 7 points.
Skylar Toole into the game. They lob underneath to San Schaefer, wide open, but he missed the shot. Rebounded by Marsh, right left side to Beeman. Beeman goes to the baseline, cut off there. And we have a foul charged against Beeman. He shoved with the arm on that move to the baseline. Tough break there for the Indians.
It's Beeman's second foul.
And it comes to Lassen. He'll bring it up against the pressure of Jones. 4:07 to go in the game. 53-36. Robinson on top. Left side pass to Weber. Now feeds it to San Schaefer. Has the ball knocked away from behind, but recovers. His left side jumper off the mark, no good. Gets his own rebound, up and in. He's just a good player. 55-36. It's Toole on the drive down the lane. Feeds it now to Jones on the right wing. He goes back out between the circles, and the Indians will set up a play. Jones looking for a screen. Now feeds it underneath to Daugherty, but he missed the pass.
A lot of action tonight, Steve.
Yeah, a lot for you. Timeout, 30-second break by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. 3:33 to go in the game on the People's State Bank scoreboard. Robinson 55, Lawrenceville 36. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at LHS, the Indians trail the Maroons 55-36. Want to thank Neil Tire and Auto Services, providing area residents the highest quality auto service and repair.
Drive down the lane by Lassen of Robinson, and a foul charged against the Indians, so he'll go to the line for free throws with 3:28 to go in the game, and Robinson leading 55-36. Free throw on its way by Lassen, up and in. Cade Lassen with 4 points now in the game. Doherty out for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Lassen. 57-36. Skyler Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Jones open for a three-pointer right side off the mark from the corner. Rebound brought down by Scott of Robinson. Off to Lassen. He'll bring it across the timeline. Toole picks him up in the man-to-man. 3:10 to go in the game. 57-36 Robinson. Some of the fans begin to head for the exits here at LHS. Lassen on the baseline has the ball knocked away. Recovers underneath. Throws it up there. No good. But he was fouled. Little Cade Lassen down there in the land of the trees. And he's going to the line for free throws. With 2:59 to go in the game. Short turnaround for the Indians, as we mentioned before. Free throw by Lassen up and in. They're back in action tomorrow night at the LIC tournament in Bridgeport against the Paris Tigers. Mac Thompson going to get those substitutes back into the game now with the game in control. 3 minutes to go. A 58-36 score.
And his starters will walk off to a glad hand from the maroon crowd.
Lassen will be substituted after he finishes shooting his free throw. It's off, no good. And Marsh the rebound and a reach-in foul charged on the Maroons, Jason Meeks. And now Lassen will check out of the game, replaced by Dylan Smith.
So on the floor for the Indians, we've got Blaine Winningham, Zeus Marsh, Cale Powell, Skylar Toole, and RJ Nelms.
Yep, Indians getting Powell and Nelms into the game. Jumper top of the key by Marsh. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound to Winningham. Blaine underneath, throws it up with the right hand. Off, no good. And the rebound brought down by Meeks. And a held ball as Nelms reached in there. But the possession arrow in favor of Robinson. So the Maroons will have it. No, actually, the Indians had the possession arrow. I thought he was going to hand it to Robinson there for a minute. R.J. Nelms throws it in off the back of a Robinson player, but however, the Maroons intercept. They were ready for that. 58-36, 2:30 to go in the fourth quarter play. And now Skylar Toole called for a bumping foul. Noah Wager getting set to check in for the Indians. And to the line will go Dylan Smith for the Robinson Maroons. Winningham out and Wager in. Free throw up and good by Smith. He'll have another. 59-36. Free throw on its way again. Got them both. And the Indians will inbound. 2:29 to go in the game. All that remains to be determined. The final score. It was a foul on the play there. And a foul on Meeks of Robinson. Wager on the left wing. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus looking down low. Nothing happening there. Feeds to Wager. Back out to his Toole. Now right side to Nelms on the wing. Dribbles to the middle. Free throw line. Back out to Marsh. Marsh down the lane, throws it up off glass and in. Zeus Marsh, an athletic move.
Zeus Marsh with a good game tonight. He's got 14 points, couple of blocks, and a handful of rebounds as well.
60-38. Robinson on top. Here's Meeks down low. Shot up and no good. Rebound controlled by Powell of the Indians. Cale Powell across the timeline. Here's Noah Wager, his left side jumper off the mark. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Smith of Robinson with a minute 40 to go in the game. He'll bring it across the timeline himself. Dribbles away from a double team. Now down the lane, feeding it underneath to Goble. Now in the corner, a long bomb off the mark. Taken there by Childress. Indians looking to fast break. Here's Marsh heading to the hole. Reverse layup up and in. Zeus Marsh, another basket. And it's a 60-40 game, a 20-point Robinson lead. A minute 15 to go in the contest. Braden Childress back out to Levi Hodge. Picked up by Powell. A minute 5 to go in the game. Down the lane, Smith. His shot is blocked away, but a foul charged against the Indians. Skylar Toole picked up the foul, reaching in there into the line. Will go Dylan Smith. Free throw on its way and good.
Dylan Smith with 6 points.
61-40. 62-40 as he makes both free throws. DJ Hairston into the game for Robinson, replacing Braden Childress. Mack Thompson getting everybody into this game off his bench with a minute to go. 62-40 for Robinson. Cale Powell on the drive down the lane is bumped and fouled in the lane, bumped by Jason Meeks. As Powell heads to the line for free throws. Cale Powell is a 5'11 sophomore, number 30. For the Indians, his free throw is on its way and no good. Now Eli Ivers into the game, replacing Skylar Toole for the Indians. Randy Bishop getting some of his bench into this game with the game firmly decided. Free throw up and in by Powell. 62-51. 41, I should say. 46 seconds to go in the game. Here's almost a steal by Wager out front. Now the ball deflected away by Nelms, but recovered by Hairston out front. Hairston left side on the wing to Hodge. Now down the lane, a left-handed shot up and no good by Goble. Gets his own rebound, puts it up, no good. Robinson battling for the rebound. Nelms and Meeks, ball out of bounds. Last touched by the Maroons. Indian basketball with 25.9 seconds to go in the game. 62-41, Robinson. Across the timeline is Powell, top of the key dribble. Now getting it off to Ivers. Top of the key now to Nelms. Nelms down the lane, lays it up. No good, but he was hacked and fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws. With 12.8 seconds to go in the game. Stay tuned, the post-game show coming up. Talk about this game.
Let's even make a small prediction. I don't think we're going to have to wait very long for Randy Bishop to come to the table tonight.
Free throw is off. No good by Nelms. 62-41. Our score remains. Zay's second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Robinson. Rebounded by Meeks. Across the timeline, Hairston will just dribble it out near midcourt. Feeds it now to Dylan Smith. 3 seconds to go. And the game is over. And the Robinson Maroons defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 62-41. So Robinson improves to 8-9 on the year, and they're 3-2 in league play, while the Indians drop to 3-12 overall, and they are at 1-3 in conference play. All Robinson here after the second quarter, or in the second quarter, they outscored the Indians and took control and win convincingly 62-41. We're back with the post-game show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. Lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Safe Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Safe Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Attention truck drivers. Hi, this is Brett from Light 103 Sports. I wanted to tell you guys about Best Way Express in Vincennes. If you're a truck driver or know a truck driver, listen up. Want to be home every weekend? Best Way can do that. Want to be home every day? Best Way can do that. Looking for something part-time? Best Way can do that. Don't have your CDL, but looking to start a career? Best Way has an awesome driving school, and they'll pay you to attend. Join a company that knows it's not the trucks that move freight, it's the people. Call 833-BESTWAY or go online to bestwayexpress.com.
It's a great CD offer for 2018 from Citizens National Bank of Albion. You'll definitely want to take advantage of. Purchase a new certificate of deposit at a 1.80% APY, annual percentage yield, for a fixed 18 months. So come in from the cold and talk to one of our customer service professionals at any of our six banking locations today. You'll be glad you did. APY effective as of January 17, 2018.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Steve and Brett will be back in just a moment with the conclusion of tonight's game. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO Lawrenceville Vincennes.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Time now, post-game show. Lawrenceville Indians lose here tonight to the Robinson Maroons by a score of 62-41. Maroons led by 7 after one quarter play, 16-9, but the second quarter, they outscored the Indians 24-9 to take a 40-18 lead at the half. Never were really seriously challenged. All the Indians did make a little run there, but Robinson led 51-25 after three quarters, and he's made a little run in the fourth quarter and made it interesting down the stretch a little bit. But Robinson still in control and win it by a score of 62-41. So the Indians drop their 12th game of the year. Robinson is now 8-9 on the year.
Let's go ahead and go over some of the scoring tonight. We'll start with the Indians. Jordan Jones had 6 points. Zeus Marsh is our leading scorer with 16 points. Blaine Winningham had 4. Christian Beeman had 2 points. Connor O'Dell with 9 points. And then Caden Doherty contributed 1 point off of the bench. For the Maroons, Alex Weber with 6 points. Walker Sandschaefer scored his 1,000th point, 23 points tonight against the Indians. Jason Meeks had 2 points. Cade Lassen, starting point guard, had 6 points. Branton Scott, the only other Maroon player with double figures, he had 10. Chance Black with 3 points. Braden Childress had 5. And Dylan Smith rounds out the scoring for the Robinson Maroons with 7 points on the night.
Indians lose 62-41. Varsity-wise, JV won 52-40. Skylar Toole with 15 points. Noah Wager, 13. Cale Powell with 13. But again, the varsity brethren could not beat the Robinson Maroons here. And the Indians lose 62-41. We'll take a break, come back with our Loeb Oil Slick Player of the Game and the Larry Boeb Sub of the Game, and hopefully hear from Indian head coach Randy Bishop back in a couple of minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, and it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People State Bank, your community bank.
Are you thinking about a career change? Do you love to travel? Join the team at Best Way Express. Best Way is now enrolling students into their driving school. Best Way Express will pay you to attend their driving school and guarantee you a full-time job afterwards. Call 833-BEST-WAY for more information. Best Way Express has been transporting America's future since 1981. Call 833-BEST-WAY and join the most well-respected trucking company in the area. Let Best Way Express hand you the keys to success by handing you the keys to a truck. Call 833-BEST-WAY or go to bestwayexpress.com today.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, fans heading to the exits after having watched the Robinson Maroons defeat the Lawrenceville Indians here by a score of 62-41. I'm Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman alongside. Indians lose 62-41. Time to name our Loeb Slick Oil Player of the Game. And that would be Zeus Marsh. Zeus, yep, with a solid game.
Yep, giving that honor tonight to Zeus Marsh. Zeus had 16 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 blocks. He is our Loeb Oil Slick Player of the Game. Now, Steve, what about our Larry Boeb Sub of the Game for tonight?
I'm going to give that to Caden Doherty. Came off the bench and did score in the contest. And Caden Doherty with our Larry Boeb Sub of the Game. Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us here as the Indians lose by a score of 62-41. Randy, you trailed by only 7 after one quarter of play, but the second quarter kind of did you in there a little bit.
We just couldn't handle their post kids. San Schaefer just chewed us up inside, and we'd front him, and then they'd lob over the top, and we couldn't get outside from our guards, and then that hurt us. We got down like 12-14, got a little bit of foul trouble, subbed in. But they just had too much size. They had 4 kids over 6'5", and we had trouble matching up with them. And I thought we ran our offense early. We had at least 8 layups that we missed under the basket. You can't beat good teams missing layups like that. My younger kids, positive. I'll try to stay on the positive side. I thought that Beeman come in and give me a little bit of a spark there a little bit and pushed it up the floor and broke them down. I thought Zeus played decently at times. I think that the other big kids I had kind of struggled a little bit inside trying to score against their size. Tool came in and gave me some good minutes too. And, you know, I thought Doherty, for a kid that didn't have any experience, come off the bench, a big kid, which is good to see because we need a big kid in the future to be pretty good. And so, you know, there were some positives to that, but you just can't beat people giving up layups and then missing yours. So we made runs at time. We just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Coach, you spoke about some missed opportunities. I do want to point out a couple of things, though. I thought that you did pretty well defensively, you know, so to speak, with their size. But also, very limited turnovers tonight for you guys, which is something I know you've been working on.
Yeah, we're getting better in that department, not turning it over, which is important early. You saw how that was. We turned it over every other time down the floor. So the guards are getting better handling the basketball. And, you know, I think that Jones is playing more under control now. I'd like for him to score a little bit more. He had some opportunities to kind of turn down some shots tonight, but we had some positive things. They're just hard for us to defend. But tomorrow I feel pretty good. I've watched Paris. They're kind of size-wise the same as us, and I think that we have a good chance of beating them tomorrow, and that'd be nice to play against Casey, get a win, get a little bit of momentum. Casey's pretty good, but I think they're better matchups for us size-wise than what Robinson is. So, you know, there was some positives, like you said.
All right, Randy, we'll see you tomorrow night in Bridgeport.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks, Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here tonight by a score of 62-41. Hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Bill Strode has been our able producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. Thanks to him for his good work. Brett, we'll see you tomorrow night in Bridgeport for the LIC tournament.
Excited for LIC tournament number two for me.
All right. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 62-41. Wish we could have brought you better luck here, but again, Robinson very good, very tall and talented, and they are the number two seed in the upcoming LIC tournament. Again, Indian basketball tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, here on Light 103, the Indians and the Paris Tigers from the LIC tournament in Bridgeport. I'm Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital,
Best Way Express,
People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Larry Bob's Pizza, Casey State Bank, and Leggett Lumber.
Lawrenceville Indians basketball all season long on Light 103 WAKO.